fire. Millennium FM, the voice of development. The details, my name is Kalunga Mukulangoma Mwapei. The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, President Blake Molala says that a total of 9,226 teachers have been upgraded since 2022. Government has embarked on the upgrading of teachers and other civil servants, although the process has taken some time. Speaking in an interview with Millennium Radio, Mr. Molala said about 3,400 teachers were upgraded between 2022 and 2023. He adds that 3,265 teachers with the required qualifications were upgraded in 2024. Mr. Molala further said that in 2025, about 2,428 teachers were upgraded in their respective positions, bringing the total number to 9,226. He has since commended government for the move, describing it as a huge milestone. Mr. Molala has also urged other personnel to acquire the required qualifications in order to qualify for the upgrades.
From 2022 to 2023, government have upgraded 3,463 teachers. From 2023 to 2024, 3,265 teachers have been upgraded. 2025 to 2026, the figure starts at 2,498 teachers. In total, 9,226 teachers have been upgraded.
The Defense Force Medical Services under the Ministry of Defense is training its military personnel to conduct a surveillance and tackle infectious diseases countrywide. Minister of Defense Permanent Secretary Mambo Hamaundu says that military health personnel in the country needs to handle any infectious diseases outbreaks to protect the nation. Mr. Hamaundu says that the outbreak of the Ebola virus in the neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo, Zambia, needs health personnel who can be prepared and vigilant to protect the public. Speaking when he opened a training for the frontline field epidemiology training for the health personnel from the Defense Forces Medical Services in Lusaka, Mr. Maundu said that the training of epidemiologists will strengthen the defense personnel's resilience, readiness and survival. The Ministry of Defense Permanent Secretary added that the training is also expected to build a rapid response teams capable of managing outbreaks. He said that the teams would be able to rapidly mobilize, isolate threats and protect both military and civilian populations.
Our colleagues in Congo are experiencing a challenge. There is Ebola. So when I look at this particular training, I'm telling myself to say this is actually the right time for this training, or perhaps it should have actually happened yesterday, so that by now we should have been ready to respond to any possible calamity as a result of what is happening across the border. But needless to say that I am aware that you are not the first cohort, so we have other officers who are actually involved in this activity, and you will be additional staff in terms of providing responses.
And the Defense Force Medical Services Director General Brigadier General Dr. Jackson Kasela said that the Defense Force of Zambia runs the largest number of health facilities in the country after the Ministry of Health.
A health training program such as this one that is aimed at equipping our personnel with the skills to detect, investigate and respond to health threats swiftly is a significant step forward in strengthening the health security of our defense force and by extension, sir, the nation. As you may be aware, sir, Serve Minister of Health, Minister of Defense, which is your ministry, sir, has the highest number of health facilities that are dotted across the country. Some of them in far to reach places, and some of them in localities where our health facilities are the only health facilities present.
Meanwhile, Zambia National Public Health Institute Acting Director General Dr. Sinyangwe Nyambe said that the institute wants to train more epidemiologists countrywide, even at a district level. Dr. Nyambe said that epidemiological skills are also needed at local level due to the need by the locals.
One field epidemiologist per a district and sub-district, because of the vastness of our land and the way our people are settled. For example, if you look at a district like Inyimba, Inyimba has 10,000 square kilometers of land, but over 150,000 people. But if you go to Kanyama, Kanyama alone can give you a count of 700,000 people. So that's why we localize it according to districts in Zambia. And we also realize that epidemiological skills are not only necessary at national level. That's why we looked at a three-tier approach. We have the front line where we look at district level epidemiological skills development. We have the intermediate where we focus on provincial level skills development and the advanced.
The Anti-Corruption Commission, ACC, has arrested and charged three officials from the Ministry of Fisheries and Livestock in connection with alleged corruption involving more than 8.8 million kwacha under the Sustainable Livestock Infrastructure Management Project loan. ACC Acting Head of Corporate Communications, Chilufya Chisanga, says the arrests are part of the ongoing investigations into the alleged misappropriation of funds from the $10 million United States project meant to support livestock infrastructure management. Message Chisanga says that Principal Livestock Production Officer Grace Dongo has been charged with 16 counts of fraudulent false accounting involving over 750 kwacha in alleged false impressed retirements. Ms. Lungu has also been charged with two counts of possession of property reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime involving residential property and the government bond. Meanwhile, Senior Livestock Production Officer Troy B. Anyumbo has been charged with one count of corruption, acquisition of public property and revenue involving nearly 2 million kwacha allegedly diverted from the SLIMP accounts. The commission has also further charged Assistant Director Kabemba Mwambilwa with one count of corrupt acquisition of public property and revenue involving 3.8 million kwacha allegedly diverted from the ministry accounts. Ms. Chisanga says that the total number of officers arrested in the matter has now risen to 12 as investigations continue. The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has begun receiving the second consignment of 9,500 health center kits aimed at strengthening primary health care services across the country. ZAMSA Senior Officer for Corporate Communications, Enoch Lusoke, says that 4,550 kits have already been received, while the remaining consignment is expected in the coming days. Mr. Lusoke says that distribution of the medicines and medical supplies will commence on the Zambia, once the Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, completes mandatory quality assurance processes and issues certificates of analysis confirming the safety and effectiveness of the commodities. Mr. Lusoke says that the health center kits are critical to Zambia's primary health care system as they support the treatment of common illnesses, maternal and child health services, as well as emergency care in clinics nationwide. He has reiterated the government's commitment to ensuring timely and equitable distribution of essential medicines and medical supplies to health facilities across the country.
The Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, has started receiving the second consignment of 9,500 health center kits here at the Central Warehouse in Lusaka. The kits are meant to be distributed to all facilities offering primary health care nationwide. As we speak today, we have received over 4,500 and we expect to receive the balance within the coming few days. The distribution of these life-saving commodities will commence as soon as we get clearance from ZAMRA, who are mandated to test the safety and efficacy of these essential health commodities. And once we get the clearance, we will commence the distribution to all facilities.
And now, business news. Business news.
The economist Noel Kawita has expressed concern that Zambia risks slipping into deflation if inflation continues declining beyond manageable levels. Zambia's annual inflation rate currently stands at 6.6%, down from 6.8% recorded in April this year. Mr. Kawita says that there is need for authorities to ensure that the inflation does not fall below the 6% threshold, warning that this could push the economy into deflation. He notes that deflation a sustained decline in general price levels can be difficult to address than inflation, because it often leads to reduced business activity, lower investment and weak consumer spending. Mr. Kaweta says that government and the monetary authorities must therefore put in place safeguards to maintain economic stability and avoid the economy falling into a deflationary cycle. He adds that while a reduction in inflation is positive for consumers, it is important to strike a balance that supports both economic growth